Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Pete, live from the WeatherTight Windows Studio. Unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's time for It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Now, on Drew Garabo Live with John Senning.
Two shells in my pocket, one of them's for my gun, other one found on the beach, looks like some abalone. Two shells in my pocket, one of them could take your life, other one shines like the sun, found it on a moonlit night, oh yes I did.
We'll continue to take your calls on whether it is cool or not cool to charge your kid rent. It's great in theory, and I know I should be doing it. It's just very hard to take money from a kid who's making part-time wages while going to USF.
We briefly touched on this supposed very large-scale study, and it's really more than a study. It's a real-world application. The details have been published in the Journal of Internal Medicine, and it has to do with what they did in Baltimore's Old East community after they reduced the time that alcohol is served by 7 hours daily. Previously, in this very specific area of Baltimore, alcohol was served from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. Well, they passed legislation in Maryland that changed the hours that alcohol could be served from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And the change in this area, which if you know anything about Baltimore, they got some crime, the change had an immediate effect on violent crime, researchers say. The research defined late night as 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. They examined crime around 26 bars and taverns that had their hours changed by the legislation and compared them to 41 establishments that had no change in the hours in the neighborhoods with similar demographics. It was a 23% decline in violent crimes in the areas where the bars closed earlier and less booze was served. It's a major publication. It was done by Boston University. A lot of people are talking about it. I don't know if it's coming to a city near us, but is it okay or not okay to close the bars earlier and tighten that window where people can get alcohol?
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. This is one of those, like, seems like a really good idea in theory, might indeed help. No way in hell anybody ever adapts this, right?
Probably not. And we, I think we touch on so many things where it shines a light on like how far gone we are, and that our freedoms and the freedoms that we clutch so deeply have in so many ways become problematic for us. Because you start taking away booze and people go, oh, is this America? Or are we living in, you know, socialist country? And the thing is that because we are so free, I think that has led to our society being broken in a bunch of ways. And now every time you try to take something away or try to fix something, people look at it as a, you know, an infringement on their rights. And I just think, sadly, when you look at so many aspects from addiction to violence and everything in between, it's going to take measures that probably feel uncomfortable to actually change anything. So I hate that we're here, and I don't love the idea of businesses losing out on money late night and bars having to close early, but I don't think it's that much of a surprise to know that if you close the bars earlier, people are going to do less dumb stuff and hurt each other less.
You have the right as an American to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They are not telling you you cannot drink in your own home. They already restrict when you can purchase alcohol for home consumption. Wouldn't it make sense then, with the rampant problems that overconsumption can cause, that they would take steps to ensure public safety?
Yeah, and I mean, it's not just, I mean, obviously, we had a similar conversation about Ybor because they were going to start closing stuff earlier. It was on the table. And when you're looking at it in your own backyard, you see these businesses that will actually suffer. And it's a major, major bummer. But and it sounds dramatic. Do we want the population as a whole to suffer because of the life that we've made for ourselves? Right. Or are we willing to pull it back a little bit? Because you're right. You can still get a bottle and have your friends over and drink at home. It's just that maybe being out in public, getting wasted till 3 a.m. Isn't best when it comes to making good decisions.
Go figure. I tell you what, you want people to start showing up to the voting precincts, you put this on the ballot and you see people show up in droves to vote it down, you know?
Yep. I did see something. Oh, it was something else. It was a ballot initiative about teachers' pay in Florida that I saw was in there as well today.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Hi, Drew Grabo Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, this is Mandy.
Hey, Mandy, what's happening?
Not much. You know, I heard that Miami, based on their troubles they were having with spring break, that they limited, the poor bar owners had to stop selling alcohol. You know, they put that curfew in. And the bar owners actually said they made just as much profit because the whole town kind of turned around from being this crazy spring break location, and families started coming back into Miami to enjoy the beaches properly. So they made just as much money, but having to close, down by, I think it was midnight.
Yeah, interesting. And you probably have a lot less problems when you make people go home at midnight, or at least manageable problems when it's not happening at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, I live in Sarasota and work at on Siesta Key.
Yeah,
and there's only a few places to stay open past midnight, and that's where the cops hang out, and they just wait for someone to get that is just not acceptable. Like the locals down here, we don't want that type of spring break, so I think it's a great idea.
Is it is one of them the Crescent Club down there in Siesta Key?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the Beach Club.
Dude, what's a Crescent Club? I've never heard of it.
The Crescent. And I know they redid it. I think the 1-800 Ask Gary guy bought it.
It is.
And it was connected to the same people that that had the Siesta Key show. But back when we used to go there, that's a professional drinkers drinking establishment right there, Mandy.
Crescent Club.
Many locals, I pick them up and they say, take me to the office, and then go into the Crescent Club.
That is that is exactly how it is.
I'm intrigued. I'd like to go there.
We met some locals there. We stayed at a little resort right across the street for our birthday probably like 6-7 years ago, and it was the closest bar. At least back then, I don't know that there were any windows. You're right across from the beach. There's no windows. You go in there, it's very dark. I think they've spruced it up a bit, but I mean, it's for only the most serious drinkers. A lot of Rumplements and light beer being served in that place.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, it's an old smoking bar, but they've since done, they added an entire open air front with a bar and live music. Oh, yeah, it's really fun.
They still got the daiquiri deck out there? Is it the daiquiri deck or the daiquiri shack? They got one of them out
there. They got the deck.
Oh, yeah, the deck.
There's actually two. There's one on Beach Road, and there's one on Stickney Point.
Yep.
So now we've got it at both the bridges. Real quick, do I have a second?
Sure.
We are in the restaurant industry. We just moved here from Colorado a few years ago, and our restaurant was built in an old mortuary, and we had many, many, many issues with spirits to the point where we had to have a shaman come in.
Did you have to ever get one off?
Did they ever jump you and you had to get it off?
No, we let the shaman go downstairs where they kept the liquor was actually the crypt. And Wild Bill Cody's body was held before the two states of Colorado and Wyoming were arguing over who wanted to bury the body. So Wild Bill Cody was literally in our liquor room, his body. And there was many things that happened, even the grease trap exploding, and the insurance company still has no resolution.
Oh, you got to hate when that grease trap explodes. Thank you.
Oof.
That's got to smell.
You take a grease load.
Hot grease load.
Oh, jeez. Sometimes I think about what I would think if I was just in town and I turned on the radio and this lady's like, old Cowboy Bill was buried right in there and the crypt was, the grease trap exploded.
probably think you're listening to one weird ass show, as opposed to all the other people who listen every day and think we're perfectly normal.
Yeah. No. Again, I would like, can I make an official apology out there?
Yeah.
To Beth Valentine. If
all
that
right.
doesn't sound like a fake name,
it's
I don't know what does.
Name.
She sent me a very angry email about the monkeys in a blender story during the joints and said, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, I love monkeys more than anybody, but this is the fact that there's monkey torture porn, people need to know
that's
that.
That's the thing, Beth Valentine. You can't just bury your head in the sand and live in a world where monkeys aren't being put in blenders.
I thought I lived in a world where monkeys didn't get put in blenders until about an hour ago.
And how do you feel about it? You seem to be coping okay with it.
I feel enlightened and somewhat disturbed.
She's probably a Trump fan, actually. She probably didn't like the fact that the guy was posing, the monkey murderer was posing in front of a Trump flag.
Yeah, if you had left that part out, she would have no problem.
I feel you, Beth.
Drew Glauber live with John Senning. Who are you?
You can still build that wall.
Hi, it's Roy from Bradenton.
Hey, Bradenton's Roy. How you doing, man?
Okay, I just wanted to check in and let you know. Remember a couple of weeks ago, Mom called up and said that she was collecting rent from her son, and then when her son left, she gave him back the money to buy a house?
Yes.
So I wonder if that was her son that called a few minutes ago.
Oh, it may be. I don't know.
I think that was a story we did, not a call. But I don't know, Roy. You sound pretty tuned in, so I trust you more than us.
It's a really great idea in theory. Like, thank you.
You're the best.
Thank you, Roy. It is a good idea. It's just, how do you, I don't know.
Dude, the thing is that I wonder, and I don't know, you keep talking about your personal situation.
Yeah.
Which I like your dad, you told us in the past, charged you interest on a loan.
An auto loan, yeah.
Yeah, which people would, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that the fact that kind of heavy-handed approach was used on you leads you to be more likely to ask him for any money in situations, or do you think they're not connected?
Who?
I mean, I'm not trying to psychoanalyze you or anything.
Ooh.
Because you know damn well if some scenario happened and you were living with Frank Garabo, that man would be charging you rent.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm honestly surprised. Like, I moved out at 18 like an idiot. Moved back in at 20 because I ran out of money, obviously. I am very, very surprised. And I'm sure my dad probably went to my mom and said, all right, what are we going to charge him in a month? And my mom said, we are not charging him any rent.
Do you think that if you went to your dad and, like, had a conversation with, like, called him and said, I'm thinking about this, what do you think? Is he too grandpa mode or would he tell you, like, you need to charge him something?
That's a great question. Would his fiscal responsibility supersede his soft grandfatherly tendencies?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. My dad is a different person now that he's a grandfather. He is like, he's the best, nicest, sweetest Frank Garabo he's ever been.
I like trying to create a whole new bit where we find out the answer on whether or not it's his grandpa side and it's grandpa or nah. And we put different scenarios in front of him where we find out if he's softer or if he's still got that, you know, that hard Frank in him.
I feel like my mom had that hard Frank in her. I feel like my dad would say, yeah, you got to charge him rent. But then my dad would, like, secretly wire him money. Like, he would get the best of both worlds.
And he would, like, hit up Xander and be like, I heard that.
Daddy.
I obviously did something wrong raising your father. The fact he would charge my sweet baby grandson money to live in his home. Mr. Big Shot Radio Guy can't even pay his family's bills. I'll be wiring you money immediately.
That's it, dude. That would fit right in with my family.
Yeah, I like it.
Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who are you? Hello? Sounds like something happened there. You okay?
Hello.
Thank you. Hi, Drew Gobble live with John Senning. Who might you be?
Hi, Beth Valentine.
My name's Mike. Yes, you guys are absolutely right. I was in a tacky situation. I borrowed $20,000 from my dad. He charged me $2,500 on top. It was $22,500 when I was done. It was lesson learned.
Yeah, my dad really did teach me a lesson in that if you're going to take out a loan, they're going to charge you interest. That's what my dad taught me.
Yeah, from the bank.
And honestly, it was right. That's true. Honestly, like, it's my fault that I needed money in the first place because I blew a rod, Stewart fan.
That's, hey, you want to know what, though? I don't know how much that costs, but it sounds less problematic than blowing a tranny because I've done that a couple times, and you know, my dad wouldn't even look at me after.
I blew a rod in my Suzuki Samurai, and it was because I didn't change the oil. And
damn! He got to sun you, son.
And I got sunned, and I deserved it.
Yeah, you kind of did.
I did. So you know, he charged me interest on top of what I borrowed, and I paid him back a couple thousand. Drew Garbo live with John Senning.
Hey guys.
Hi. What's your name?
I'm Tara from Bradenton.
Hi, Tara from Bradenton. What's up?
So I feel like what this conversation is kind of coming down to is how it's being framed, right? So I totally understand, you know, you're kind of feeling bad or maybe guilty about charging him, but at the end of the day, you're really teaching your son a life lesson. Now, you don't need to charge him anything crazy. Maybe sit down with him and teach him a budget, right? Because when we pay any of our bills, it does not matter how much we make. What we can afford is what we can afford at the time. So maybe sitting him down and telling him, you know, you never want to pay more than a third of whatever you make for the month in rent, and using that number to charge him so he gets used to budgeting and looking at it from a perspective of educating him. Yeah. So that way he's ready when he goes out on his own rather than not knowing where to even start.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's so hard to do, but
we need to call Dave Ramsey.
Sure.
Dave Ramsey would know.
Like, it's so tough because you want to take care of your kids and you want to protect them, but you kind of know when you're doing it that you're shortchanging them when it comes to facing the real world.
Yeah, but in a weird way, you know, worst case scenario, he's going to live with you forever.
I'd be okay with that.
See, that's the thing. It's like when you really think about the worst case scenario, like I don't know, you know, how he feels about that, but
I mean, I think he'd be fine with it if I would clean up around the house more.
I gotta tell you, you know, as far as the list of, like, if I could die and come back as one thing, like, Xander's somewhere near the top of the list right now.
Oh, that warms my heart.
Dude, I mean, I got babes around. I got my dad getting me dinner every night. Like he's not leaving, nor should he.
That's a good point. Yeah. Drew Garbo live with John Senning. Maybe I've made it so easy for him. Hello.
Hey, this is Billy. How you guys doing?
Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hey, not much. Hey, I heard you guys talking about Daiquiri Deck, and I just wanted to call and let you guys know that we now have a location inside Tropicana Field as well.
Oh, wow.
Damn, are you with the Daiquiri Deck?
I am, yeah.
Oh, what do you do there?
So I'm an assistant general manager at our Anna Maria Island location.
Oh, AGM. But,
man, there's one on AMI. You're an AGM and AMI, huh?
That's right. And then I'm also the stadium manager at our location for Tropicana Field as
so
well.
What are you serving up at Tropicana Field? How many daiquiris you got on deck?
We have three flavors right now. We have strawberry daiquiri, margarita, and then electric lemonade virgin.
Dude, my favorite is the Kraken. You guys still got the Kraken?
What's a Kraken?
So that one's not on our menu anymore, but we can still do it.
Oh, man, it's not on the main spout. That was an orange creamsicle with a spiced rum.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All those frozen drinks. Like, remember Fat Tuesday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, like, that's a quick way to get a sugar high and an alcohol buzz at the same time.
Dude, I don't know what it is. I've Googled it, and you can't find a good reason or a medical condition. I get debilitating brain freezes.
Oh, yeah.
To the point to where I feel like I'm experiencing what could only be described as an aneurysm.
Oh.
Like, I can't see.
Little trick of the trade, if you pinch the little spot right between your thumb and your finger, that gets rid of the brain freeze.
I'll take that bet any day.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever considered, and I'm just spitballing here, have you ever considered as a slogan, suck a deck today?
We have not, but our slogan right now is big deck energy.
Oh, dude, there we go. Boom. You guys
same
are
page. You,
one.
Me, simpatico.
We need to get down there and see what you're all about on that. You said the one on Anna Maria Island?
AMI.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Come check us out.
We will. Thank you.
All right, you're the man.
Check out his big deck.
I wonder if that's the guy. Somebody hit me up years ago when I was going down to Siesta Key that said that I think they were a general manager. That used to be our spot. Like, we used to go to Siesta Key. All that we would stay at that little, very rundown hotel right there in the village.
Yeah,
and absolutely loved it. But it's just we got priced out of the market. Like a night going down there to stay,
we used
to be able to get a room for like $125, and now it's like you want to stay for one night? That was $600.
Hotels are just out of control. True Grab Alive with John Senning.
That's why I go to the Edition.
Hello.
Hey, it's DJ.
Hey, DJ. Yo, DJ.
How we doing? I was just going to let you know, we charged my daughter and my new son-in-law rent for 2 years while they stayed with us. And when they moved out, we refunded them everything they paid us, as long as it was paid on time, for their deposit down on their new home.
I was just teaching
them financial responsibility, giving them an opportunity to build some equity. So I think it's a great idea, my personal opinion.
That was the dad from Alf.
Dude, he sounded just like
him. He did. He did.
Oh, I had this idea where a furry alien life form moved in with me to get away from the Agmonics.
I love the idea. I can totally see that happening, too, because, like, he really became known for the gay sex and the crack
and, the
stuff. And, and I can see faking your own death, moving down to Florida, and just starting a new life for yourself to get away from being the Alf dad who was doing sexual favors for meth.
Willie Tanner needs to escape his sordid past.
I wonder if the dad from...
This is a monkey joke? Is it a
monkey torture joke?
No,
yeah, well, no. Oh. It's fine. The dad from Elf, God rest his soul.
I think he's still alive.
No, he's dead.
Oh. Okay.
He died in a meth den.
We're going to come back, and I've got today's 5:30 fun fact. I thought that the Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump atrocity at the Academy Awards would be the only one we'd ever talk about. Just you wait until you hear, John Senning, what happened at the 50th Academy Awards. Would you believe Star Wars didn't win Best Picture? Oh, well, I'll tell you what did next. Damn you.
You're sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.